Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's Friend or Foe Christmas campaign includes a naughty and nice retail list, and we encourage you to go to lc.org to find out who is naughty and who's nice, and make your shopping decisions accordingly. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, we have now launched 17 years of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. It's designed to educate, and if necessary, to litigate, to make sure that Christmas, the real reason for the season, is not censored. Shortly after we launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, Matt, we encountered corporate organizations, retailers, that completely censored Christmas. For example, Christmas trees could no longer be found, even though there's only one holiday that Christmas trees celebrate, acknowledge, and are brought out for, and that is Christmas. They were called holiday trees. They simply eliminated the word Christmas from any of their messaging and from any of their advertisements. So as a result, we launched the Naughty and Nice retail list. And on that, we have the nice side. Now, we only are looking at, Matt, issues regarding Christmas. You have to make your decisions on other matters because there's other issues that you might want to consider as to whether you patronize a particular store or not. But if they're not acknowledging Christmas, we're going to put them on the naughty list because they're profiting from Christmas. They want your money, but they're going to pretend like it doesn't exist. So why patronize them? You usually have alternative options. On the other hand, if they will acknowledge Christmas, and I'm not talking about getting out there and beating the drum and becoming a proselytizing corporation, I'm just talking about acknowledging reality that a Christmas tree, for example, is a Christmas tree.
Because this is about Christ Mass, right?
Right.
So why can't we use that word?
Just acknowledge reality.
It's like it's your birthday, Matt, but I don't give you,
name. Yeah, we're going to have a party.
Yeah, we're going to have a party, but a holiday party.
And it baffles me. It's this political correctness run amok. In order to try to be inclusive, they're exclusive. They exclude focus on the reason for the season of Christmas, which is Christ, the birth of Christ, a national holiday celebrating not a holiday or holiday trees, but the birth of the Savior of the world, the birth of Christ.
Well, you know, that was one of the things I really appreciated when President Trump came in office. He said, you know, we will say Merry Christmas because
and he
the
did.
Previous one was into holidays, happy holidays, and you heard that in stores and things like that. I'm like, happy holidays? It's Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you know? And even previous Republican presidents, for example, they only sent out holiday cards rather than Christmas. And it's Christmas. You know, for example, Home Depot, this was one of the big offenders, and they switched. Home Depot not only eliminated the word Christmas from everything, it was a holiday tree rather than Christmas tree, but they even told their cashiers that when a customer comes to you and says a greeting, such as Merry Christmas, your response is Happy Holidays. And so that's one of the big issues that ultimately people push back on. And some people literally back then said, well, we're not going to shop here. And they left their shopping goods there at the cashier's table.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the cashier's fault. It was corporate office saying, this is what you have to say. This is how you respond. Now, I can understand if they're going to say generally happy holidays to the customers. They don't know whether the customer is, you know, one way or another. But if the customer initiates a greeting, Merry Christmas, then it's natural to say Merry Christmas to you. If the customer says Happy Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah to you.
Exactly. That was going to be my point. I've known Orthodox Jews where it's, you know, or the Christmas season, the Hanukkah season. And I will be, to not be offensive, to be courteous, I'll say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. You know, I mean, but to say if somebody affirmatively says to you Merry Christmas, to retort with Happy Holidays, that in and of itself is offensive. And well, Home Depot figured that out. Finally, after you mentioned, Matt, some people just said, you know what? I think I'm just going to go elsewhere.
You know, when I go into a store and they might say Happy Holidays, maybe that's what they've been trained or instructed to say. And I respond with Merry Christmas. And you see a lot of them light up because they go, oh, wow, Merry Christmas. Exactly. I can actually say Christmas. It, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Walmart was the same way. You know, Walmart changed. So these are huge retailers that changed, and they changed because people spoke up. And if you see something this year, then I would encourage you to let us know, but also speak up politely. Obviously, it's the Christmas season. You don't want to be mean,
Scrooge,
and negative, but you also want to say, this is Christmas.
Right. Yeah. I celebrate Christ's birth. You know?
And you know, Matt, for after being involved with Liberty Council and the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign for over a decade and seeing the changes in some of the hearts of the executives at these corporations, I've noticed that every year it seems like the nice list is growing and the naughty list is shrinking. Right. Yeah. So it's having an effect.
There's some hard nuts to crack on the naughty list, so to speak.
There's the same ones every year.
Walgreens and some other ones.
Yeah, Walgreens has flip-flopped, and we'll have to see what it's going to do this year. But sometimes it's on the nice. Last year it was on the naughty. CVS was on the nice last year. So we'll have to see what Walgreens is doing. They kind of go back and forth. But there's some that just never move. They're all the nice thing, as you were mentioning, Matt, when we started off, the naughty list was longer than the nice. Now the nice list is much longer than the naughty list. But there's some that just never move off the naughty list. They've been there for the entire time. Academy Sports and Outdoors, Barnes & Noble, Burlington Coat Factory, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Every year.
Gap. Yeah. J. Crew Outfitters, The Limited, The Loft. Target, of course, and there's other issues with Target, as we know. And Radio Shack. Now, Radio Shack is kind of, I don't even know.
Are they still in business?
I don't even know if they're still in business.
Yeah.
But they were always on the naughty
list. Yeah, they're not on here anymore. So.
And so we used to say, hey, you've got a choice. Best Buy's on the nice list. Radio Shack's on the naughty list. Go to Best Buy and tell Best Buy why you're going there. And then let Radio Shack know that you are patronizing their competition. You always have a choice, and your choice can be made politely, but your choice does make a difference.
And I think it's fair to reward those on the the nice list by acknowledging some of them. American Eagle Outfitters, Bath and Body Works, Beals Department Store, Belk, Best Buy, you mentioned, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, which obviously
isn't. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Christmasplace.com.
You never know. I wouldn't take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know, even Dillard's, Hallmark, Hobby Lobby, you know, and the Home Depot you mentioned, and on it goes.
Yeah, it goes on and
on. Yeah, so we need to appreciate them. Send them a note or just them, you know, thank you for celebrating Christmas. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, Lowe's, Kohl's, there's so many others that are on.
How can people get the comprehensive list?
They can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas. It's not only the naughty and nice list there, but also other information about celebrating Christmas in the public square. For example, what can local governments do with regards to nativity scenes? What about Christmas in the public schools? Mm-hmm. Can students wear red and green? We've actually had situations where they've been told no red and green, no Christmas cards, no Christmas carols. No Merry Christmas, not even wishing people Merry Christmas. All of those we've been able to resolve. Also, for example, something you wouldn't think about, senior living centers. Well, we've had situations where senior living centers have said, you know, the Christmas tree that's in the lobby, that's going to be decorated by the patrons that live there, the senior center patrons. You can't put any angels on there. In fact, we had one where they put an angel on the top of the tree, and they said, oh, that's religious. They cut off the angel's wings.
Oh, that's their home.
Cut off the angel's wings.
Oh.
And they said, well, because we get some money from the federal government,
a wingless angel,
we can't have anything religious. Well, the federal government came out with a policy that said, no, you can. So check it out. Places that you might not even think would be involved in this censorship.
And, you know, we also have a nice video on that page, too, that we did with Matt. And it's also very educational about the whole friend or foe and nice and naughty and list, too.
Yeah. So go to lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas. Make your shopping dollars count. You can email these retailers, thank them, or tell them what you think. You can do that while you're in the store. If they're playing Christmas carols that are great Christmas carols, tell the cashier, thank you. That was really nice for you to play these Christmas carols. Don't take it for granted.
And share this information with others, too, on your social media.
Yeah, go to lc.org/Christmas, and you can share the naughty and nice list and the other information there and be part of this campaign to make sure that the real reason for the season, Jesus Christ and his birth, are not censored from this amazing holiday season. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.